We have a huge wedding.
This man over here, Perry, someone I love like a brother, and just recently, I agreed to marry my rapist to help his career.
You're against his marriage. Are you going to the wedding? Or are you going to make a political statement?
I'm his best man, so I have to.
Whoa!
Guess who else is in the wedding?
Who?
Mole and myself.
Get out of here! That's amazing! Oh my God, the big three? That's right, it's the Naughty Show coming to you live from Playboy. It's four double knot in the peas. Everybody's loving it. Everybody's happy. Everybody's excited for the next power hour. We'd like to thank all the Illuminati who are tuning in right now. Everyone sitting in traffic, whether you're starting your work day, finishing your work day, forgetting about your kids, forgetting about your wife, or just about to go to sleep. We all thank you. We want you to listen to us on iTunes, leave five-star reviews, and God damn it, do we love you. Sam's still not in here, so go ahead, Vicky. Anything?
You bet we love you.
Good stuff, Vic. That's right. We got Vicky from the 3-point land hitting it.
How are you, Gareth? So far, we're already running into a little bit of technical difficulties. No big deal. Host kind of coming and going as he pleases. But welcome to the show. You know him from the past 236 episodes, Sam Tripoli.
Hey
everybody.
Guys, good to be back. I had to go take a piss, but now I'm back. Back in the saddle, wondering if our guests are going to show up. That 4 o'clock hour is always the weird one, right?
Hey, it's a shaky hour, Sam.
It is a shaky hour.
For some reason.
It's time for everyone's favorite segment. It's called, boom, Dates Out the Gates.
Dates Out the Gates. Dates Out the Gates. That's right, everyone. It's Dates Out the Gates.
Dates
Out the Gates, everybody. That's right. This Saturday night at the Velvet Jones in Santa Barbara. Ryan Sickler from the Crab Feast and Brian Redband, the guy who's skin diamond shit in his mouth. Yeah. We're going to be live at Velvet Jones. Come out and have a great time. It should be a lot of fun.
I'll be at the Little Joy in Echo Park this Thursday night at 8 or 9.
One more time, I'll be with Brian Redband, who skin diamond shit in his mouth at Velvet Jones. Then the following week, I'm going to be with my good friend, Gareth Reynolds, at Bally's in Las Vegas at the LA
Comedy Club. Nobody shit on my mouth, Sam. Not Tuesday, one person.
Really? Skin Diamond didn't shit in your mouth at any point? All right. Before we get into our action-packed show, and I'll tell you, it is action, it is packed. Something we want to talk about is Vicky's obsession with our good friend, Jeff Richards' CD.
Hey, it's me. I just got back. I was gone the past minute.
Vicky, what dates do you have for Dates Out the Gates?
I don't have any dates.
That's why I didn't go to you.
The last hour.
Dates Out the Gates. Well, dates Out the Gates.
The last hour is coming out on Sunday from the future? Is that what you're saying?
I was making a joke about what you were saying as if I wasn't in the room. Trying to bring more attention to it.
Anyone got a knife? Because I could cut the tension.
All right. We have a lot of people on the show. A lot of people give us stuff.
Sure.
Okay? So we had Jeff Richards on the show. And he gave us that CD.
Yeah. The Shingles.
I've been obsessed with that CD.
That's pretty funny.
I love it. It's not even... Yeah, is it funny? Yeah, it's funny.
It's funny.
But it's more like I just like the music of
it. There's some good song. There's some legit tracks. Muscle Bitch is...
That's
Muscle
great.
Bitch is a hilariously weird video.
It's really... Yeah.
It's
and the
really
song
weird.
Itself is just... It's great.
Someday You Will Die, the last song, number 10.
She loves that. Hey,
Holy
real quick, let's
shit,
listen
I
to it.
It.
I got it on track. Real quick, Rick, why don't you hit it? This is called Jeff Richards' Someday You'll Die.
You'd be thrown from a cliff or get buried alive. To catch fire and burn in the car that you drive. Or out on a lake just swimming along. The last thing you see are the lights from the jet ski. Crash on a motorcycle going too fast. Punched in the face by a bouncer named Trash. Swallowed by a snake. What can you do? If it happened to Jesus, it will happen to you. Someday you will die. Oh yeah. Someday died of a heart attack, sitting on the throne. Lightning can strike you dead. Slip in the shower, crack your head. Tricked by an ex-wife with an improvised explosive device. Ripped apart by horses, or stomped by horses, or kicked by a horse, or just fall off a horse. There's a million ways to die, and it's just from horses.
That.
Really good. It holds up.
It holds up.
In the car, in the studio, it's working.
It's just killing. It's so good. Hey, can we bring in our guest real quick? Let's get down to the party time.
Yeah, it's time to party.
Oh, my
God. So that was Jeff Richards' CD. Check it out. It's available on the internet.
Hot stuff.
It's on tastyjeff.com. You can download it for free. It's free. So even
Rick,
you know,
I need another microphone.
Well, another microphone. All right.
Yes. Oh, my God. Hail the Don. Team's all here. Please welcome to our show. I think this is his fifth appearance. I don't know. I can't.
Way
this might be six.
That. Yeah, more than that.
Six or seven.
Please welcome. Let's get one more. Let's get more.
How you doing, Tom?
Oh, you're moving? Look
yeah,
how
right?
nice you are.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the stage to our show. Why don't you introduce everybody, Gareth?
All right, here we go. What we have today, Sam, is what I like to call a melting pot. From the Simply Don world, we have the lovely Mary Jane, the
Mary
producer
Jane, everybody.
Of all the podcasts Woo! On Simply Don. We have Tom Brennan. We all know, obviously, huge publicist.
Some might say the publicist.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't hear Don.
Don? We can't hear Don.
You can't hear Don.
Yeah, we can't hear
we
him.
We need to.
Go get.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we got you.
Who is that, Gareth?
All right, there's Don right there.
Don Barris, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Don Barris,
by the way, I just want to say this. Tom, the most powerful publicist in the entire Big Three.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I know you're very busy, and the fact you could even come on our show means a whole lot to us. Means a whole lot.
And then we have the star of Windy City Heat. Everybody knows him. He's the king of Friday Night Comedy. Scary Perry, the Scare Master.
Friday Night Comedy.
Again, that's Fright Night Comedy.
Oh, Fright.
Fright Night.
Fright Night.
Fright
no,
night.
I think it is Friday.
I thought it was Friday.
Right. Yeah, I think it is too. What is it, Perry?
It's the king of Fright Night Comedy.
Whoa.
Okay.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Welcome back.
Our favorite show
there
is.
I think this is your fifth appearance. I'm not sure.
Definitely more than that.
More than five?
I don't know how many, but.
I don't know, but you know what? And I've said this before. This is the only show that cares about this mind over here.
There we go.
You're a genius. Don Barris.
Mucho gracias, señorita.
Don, it's been like a month or two since you have been on the show. What's new going on?
Well, what's new is this. We have a huge wedding that we're doing, and Perry was smart enough to understand this. Perry recently went up in front of the system. You know what the system is. That,
yeah, yeah.
Why don't you explain it?
Basically, the system is, you know, places where Hollywood stars who kind of are getting blacklisted go to, you know, they get thrown into the system. And
okay.
You can get out of it, but it's not easy.
It's not easy at all. You have to have somebody that you worked with, a producer, recommend you. And for Perry, who was in the system, I was the last guy that he worked with. So I got him a meeting with the system, and it was a hearing. It went, I guess, pretty well.
How did it go, Perry?
Pardon me?
How did the meeting with the system go?
Well, let's let Mr. Barris.
No, he asked you to
tell
him.
Well, I'm going to say this. I think it went good. I personally don't know because he's the only one that talks to them. I'm not allowed.
Right.
Because I'm in the system.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So you can't find out. Yeah,
it's a weird thing.
It's a real catch-22.
I'm very sorry, Garrett.
No,
if you've ever been to a meeting in the system, it's really weird because what they do is they blindfold you and they take you to some place. I don't even know where it was. And then you go up there and I had to testify to this guy. But everybody was, you know, blindfolded going in. Now, what has happened is this. He was put on a 30-day probation where they come around and they film him at any time. Now, here's what this son of a bitch right here, this little, I love this guy because he's so bright. We're trying to make a pilot for the big three.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's just about done. This guy says, hey, can we use your footage in our pilot? They said yes. I didn't think of that. This guy's brilliant.
You got to think different.
Because they were filming everything there, yeah. I says, well, why don't we? I says, it looks like the footage that you guys are filming is going to be given to Don.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Sarcastically,
you connected dots. You connected some dots.
Yeah, I figured since they're filming all this BS, they're probably going to give it
to Don. A lot of people look at Perry as just this Javajo dog shit, piece of shit, Italian womp. But you know
who's
what?
Who's lost a lot of weight? Could be AIDS? Not AIDS.
God, no.
No, Perry has been tested a lot of times. You don't have AIDS. You're on record.
Please, no.
Oh,
I
would like
AIDS.
To say one thing. We're not supposed to talk about this, but Perry's apartment is infested with bed bugs.
What? Oh, it's disgusting.
So don't
bring it up.
Just ask you not to bring it up.
I won't bring it up if we can just talk about it real quick.
Let's not talk about it, but what's the deal?
Go ahead, then talk
about
it real
quick. I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up, but for the past couple of days, I've been freaking getting these little effing bugs on me.
You look really like blotchy. You look blotchy. Is that from the bugs?
Please.
Could be from the AIDS. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh, they really got you.
Oh my God. Are you okay to be here?
Is there a chance you brought those in? Yeah, that was my question.
No.
Is there a chance they're in the
north? I took a shower before I got dressed.
When was the last hour you showered?
I showered right before I left the house.
Yeah.
So
we have a shower here. Do you mind showering real quick?
Yeah, I do mind showering because I just took a shower.
I almost am thinking if you really do have a shower, I would like to have him take a shower.
I'm not taking
because
a shower.
Some of those bed bugs.
Rick, there's no need.
Rick.
There's no need.
Do we have a shower? Do we have a shower?
There's no need for me to take a shower.
Before he takes a shower, I should warn you, you're going to have some Javajo Italian shit all over the base, the film.
There's no need for me to take a shower, so it's not going to happen.
That the reason there are bed bugs there is because of all the dogs that are related to the Javajo religion? Is that a possibility? Is that something
it's just that I haven't been cleaning the way
they could be the carriers.
It could be fleas.
It's
from the dogs.
Excellent point. I didn't even think of that. Do you think it could be fleas from your dogs?
I don't have a dog. Yeah, but you're the one that has the dog.
I don't have a dog.
So that is that no on the shower?
From church or I don't know. Yeah.
Can we vote on that?
I vote
no
yes.
No on the shower.
I vote yes.
I don't care.
I mean, to be safe.
I'm not taking it. I vote no. I'm not taking
Tom,
it.
Why do you vote no?
Tom, why do you vote no?
I vote no. I trust Perry is actually a bit of a neat freak. He's always extremely organized and clean anytime I've ever been around him. I think it's an insult to have him as a guest here and then ask him to have to take a shower.
I hear the shower going right now.
Yeah.
Where he could get
that's
that
amazing. They're running water right now.
Tough shit.
Oh, by the way, I didn't even say the biggest thing that's going on. Reason Tom is here, Tom is getting married this weekend.
It's amazing. Yay! Unbelievable. Congratulations.
Tom, congratulations.
I'm opposed.
Congratulations.
So hold on.
You proposed?
I'm opposed.
Why?
It's a gay wedding. And I,
oh, Perry, and I, what do we say?
Perry, man, this is 2014.
Are you serious?
I'm opposed.
You have to be politically correct. You can't do this. Correct.
You got, come on.
Mary Jane.
Politically correct how?
Well, you don't mention something. In this day and age, about men marrying other men.
Exactly.
It's fine.
You don't mention it.
Yeah, nobody has a problem with
you
it.
Don't mention it.
Who?
I don't want it, and I don't want to be a part of it.
I'd say something right now. Tom doesn't have bed bugs.
That's a great
point. Well, that's
Sam.
Actually a good point.
He doesn't have bed bugs.
We don't want bed
bottom
bugs.
Line.
We're not going to make you shower. So if someone wants to marry, you know, everyone has their choice, right? You chose to not
bottom
shower.
Bottom line. I took a you could even ask my bodyguard who's outside.
Where is he?
He's outside.
He watched
he
the shower.
He saw the fact that I went into the shower.
Wait a minute. He watched you take a shower?
He didn't watch me take a shower.
How can he prove
he
it?
He did not. Listen here, listen here, you.
Listen here,
you freak. He didn't watch me take a shower.
Then we don't, this so then nobody's 100% you showered.
He's not the freak.
Don't go grab his bodyguard real quick. I just need some confirmation because, Perry, truth is, if they get bed bugs in here, I might
There's
lose my
no
show.
There's no way you're going to get bed bugs in here.
I might lose
Nick.
The show.
You're not
Nick.
Getting shit in here.
Okay, your bodyguard.
Okay.
Who I know this guy. I've met him
Nick.
Before.
Yeah.
I trust his word.
Yeah.
I know he won't lie to me. Can you confirm
bodyguard.
That he actually showered and showered everywhere?
Well, I heard the shower. I didn't physically see him
oh,
interesting.
In the shower. I tried, but the door was locked.
Well, he locks the door. Why? Is he masturbating?
I can only imagine.
That's none of your business.
It's none of my business.
There's
on Playboy Radio,
I take a
for
shower.
God.
I don't jerk off. Don't
but nobody knows because
never
nobody
jerked
watched.
Off in the shower.
I don't jerk off every
you
time.
You never jerk
I
off.
I got this
you
guy.
You never jerk off in the shower, yes or no?
Okay, ratio, even, Perry, of times you shower to times you jerk off in the shower is about
can
what
guess?
The what.
Can we guess?
Okay, yeah. Let's go around.
Oh, yeah.
It's all guess.
Yeah,
ratio
okay,
of times
I have
you
don't
jerk.
Say anything. Don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
Guess,
here we go.
I would guess in the shower, Perry masturbates 75% of the time.
75. So out of 10, you're saying 7.5
times. 7.5 times.
But 0.5, you're saying he starts and
he
just
starts and then he just goes, I got to get out of here. I'm in a rush.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, Vicky?
That's a good answer, but I'm going to go a little bit lower. I'll go 60%. I think 6 out of 10 times he's in the shower.
Tom, do you want to get on this?
Yeah, my ratio is never.
Okay, he never. Okay. Wow. You're saying Perry never jerks off
like,
the shower.
That's like on The Price is Right bidding a dollar. Kind
yeah,
of.
Okay.
Right. I would like to know this. Is putting your fist in your ass without touching your penis, is that considered masturbating?
Yes.
Yeah, that's yes.
I would say 95% of the time.
95. I'm going to go with 84% of the time. Rick, you got a guess? Rick wants
97. One up.
Oh, 97. You son of, I hate you,
97.
You son of a bitch.
God,
just like The Price is Right.
Why?
You guys are disgusting.
I don't want to think about it, but did Perry thank everyone for the big black cock he ate?
Oh,
that's
right. Great point.
Yeah, because these are the guys that gave you the
Perry,
big black cock.
Where's the chocolate candy bar?
We don't put it that way.
The chocolate dick.
We
sent
you a candy bar.
I heard your
cock.
Maybe a cock to you guys, but it was a candy bar to me.
No, it was shaped like a cock.
No, it had like a cock. It was a
because Don told me you're a cockaholic.
He started out with the balls, if anybody
yeah,
wants
well,
to
we
know.
Yeah, well, we actually have
you know
we
what?
Have
I just looked at it as
wait a
piece
they have
of
a
candy.
Clip. Listen to the clip.
Let's hear the clip. Can we play the clip real quick?
Hey, I do want to show something real quick. Somebody gave you a present. People that have promoted this show more than any other podcast out there. You remember from Playboy Radio, The Naughty Show?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they gave me this to give to you. So you want to thank Sam. You want to thank Gareth. And you want to thank Vicky. What is it?
It's a penis.
It's a penis.
I think somebody sent a message.
They cut off a penis and they sent that to you?
That seems excessive. That really is The Naughty Show.
Wow.
It's a chocolate penis.
You said it was
you
a penis.
What?
It was
just
a
forget.
Naughty
let
Show.
Let here. It, does it say The Naughty Show?
Naughty Show.
Oh, it does say
they probably want to picture you eating it. Take a picture of you eating it.
I won't take a picture with that thing. That's
Perry,
not for
you. You should put it in your mouth.
No.
Just put it in your mouth.
No.
It's a joke.
No.
Why not?
No. It'd be good. Absolutely not.
It'd be a good chapter for the autobiography.
No.
Let me explain something. It's a gift.
I'm not gay.
All right. Nobody said you're gay. It's a fucking joke, for God's sake.
It's a joke, and you're saying, oh, that guy's gay.
That guy's gay, right?
It's not a gun. Put the penis down. Here's what you do. As a joke, nobody's going to think you're gay. And if you say, hey, I'm not doing this because I'm gay, I'm doing this as a joke.
Because I love chocolate.
Yeah.
The Naughty Show did send it over to you, Skip.
They did. And The Naughty Show is a very powerful show. No, don't.
It is chocolate. It is.
The other side. Don't eat the balls. Is that how you normally do it? With the balls first? No, open your mouth. Put it in there. Put it in.
That guy's gay, right?
Nope.
Just Perry. I'm asking you, please. Please, just put it in there. Take a bite.
Oh, I bet it's good.
Is it good?
Crack. Good chocolate. That's actually a real good tasting chocolate.
That guy's gay, right?
While you're continuing to munch on that chocolate penis.
It's a fucking piece of chocolate. That's all I say.
Exactly. That guy's gay, right?
I don't give a fuck what it's shaped as.
Exactly. The fact that arouses him when he does it has nothing to do with it.
That guy's gay, right?
I'll be 51 in November, but if you turn that around, I'm 15 for life, baby! Woo-hoo! Yeah!
You really fired up after that Hooters salad. Or is it that big chocolate penis? Maybe it's all the caffeine you had. That big, gigantic chocolate piece. You know what else?
He ate the whole thing.
I haven't seen him eat that much milk chocolate in a long time. And I wonder when he's going to get the lactate if he only has the decoy bang pack.
But it's not dairy. Well, the dairy, I took pills earlier today.
That guy's gay, right?
That's wow, that was a roller coaster.
That was amazing.
It really was.
Yeah.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed it. It was from us
with
love.
Nice, and look, the
Perry, we're huge
good.
Fans of yours. Do you know that?
Thank you.
We're
thank
huge
you.
Fans. We understand how talented you are. Yeah. We've been following you for a long time, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Don.
You know, I'll say something. You kept mentioning, just because you were eating a chocolate penis, you kept saying, oh, this doesn't make me gay. Now, why would you even say that? I never say anything about you being gay. Look at this. Your freak publicist was tied up. He was tied up with cigarette burns on his chest.
Whoa, what happened?
Ball gag.
Tom, can you tell us about this?
Yeah. Yeah, to the...
Tom,
and the used condom on his belly.
Tom, keep it. Here, wait here. Garrett's got one.
Yeah, this, I mean...
Well, just say it. You were raped by the guy he's now going to marry. That's how they first hooked up.
Yeah. Well, that's the bottom line. I am marrying my rapist to promote my client. But, yeah, I was...
Hold on. You're marrying him to promote your client?
It's disgusting.
Excuse me, Perry? Hold,
but Perry's doing it for you. He's not doing it.
But you know, why does he have to marry this guy to promote me?
Okay. How many times have we gone over this, Perry? I am going to be the publicist who marries my rapist. It's good for me. It's going to be great publicity.
Yeah.
And it's good for you because the guy is a billionaire. Okay. The guy's a billionaire and he's a producer.
This is going to be huge with the gay community that runs Hollywood.
And the timing couldn't be better because your system parole is going to be up. You know, what do we got? 2 weeks left on that?
23rd.
The 23rd of the month.
Oh, that's a big day coming up then.
Yeah. And then we can get into, you know, get the ball rolling with, you know, getting getting Quincy to, you know, produce some films starring you. You don't have to audition. There's no, you know, the middleman is completely cut out in this scenario. All
right. Yeah, so married. No more blowing casting agents to get in the business.
What?
You're right in.
I never blew anybody.
I've heard parts of this.
I never blew anybody, and you blow it out of fucking proportion. You lie about, oh, we blew somebody.
Don blows it out of proportion like you blew the casting director, maybe.
Yeah, he loves to bullshit and fuck with me on this.
Oh, you know what? I did make a mistake. It was opposite. Perry didn't blow anybody. He jerked the guy off while the guy blew him.
I don't find that gay.
I don't find that gay.
Especially to get into Hollywood.
I think it's just, you know, a couple dudes hanging out. Couple dudes hanging out.
Did you even, Perry, we also have good news because we have another dozen of those black cocks we have ordered. So we're going to be able to get you those.
I don't want another black penis.
It's a gift. It's our gift.
I don't want a chocolate penis.
It's our gift to you, Scaremaster, please.
I don't want another chocolate penis.
They're ordered. We ordered them.
I don't care.
Let me ask you something.
You'll probably eat them when you get them.
Maybe. Perry.
Sure. Probably.
Now, you're against this marriage. Are you going to the wedding, or are you going to make a political statement?
I'm his best man, so I have to be at
the
wedding.
Guess who else is in the wedding?
Who?
Oh,
Mole and myself.
Get out of here. That's amazing. Oh my God, that's the big three?
The big three is going to be his, because he couldn't find any other friends of his that would be in the wedding. And kind of an interesting thing happened. Why don't you tell them the story about when you changed your status on your Facebook page?
Oh, boy, yeah. Well, you know, in the excitement of the engagement, you know, as people do, I changed my status on Facebook to engage to John Quincy Adams. And when my family found out about it, they were
they didn't know.
They were not too pleased.
Oh, did they not know you were gay?
Well, I'm not gay.
They know he's not gay.
Perry,
I know
clear
he's
that
not
up.
Gay.
Yeah, no, I'm not gay. But I'm marrying a man, but I'm not gay.
Oh, right? So you're making like the
this
ultimate
is a business
sacrifice
yeah,
for
no,
your
no,
client.
Yeah, no, I'm
he's
a man
a good
made
publicist.
For women.
Wow. Right. This is being done for business reasons only.
Are you okay with that?
For business reasons only, I have to accept it.
I just want to say something legally. You don't really want it. This is going out there to thousands
Live.
Of people.
And tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. I apologize. And so, Tom, you kind of have to act like this is real sincere. You got to get penetrated or you don't get the money.
Again,
and you can't
right?
sit there and say this is some level of fraud if you're saying.
No, I'm not saying there's a level of fraud here, but I'm not gay. I'm just making that
but
clear.
But you might, over the years, who knows?
He's not. Gay.
You never know.
I've put up a lot. I've done
gay.
A lot of things. I've taken a lot of hits from
he
my client
was
already.
Raped.
Maybe just say that you're a rape fetishist that's open to anyone to penetrate
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah.
No,
exactly.
Thank you.
You don't
I
like that, Perry?
That
it's his role. Let him call himself whatever he wants, Scaremaster.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, he's doing it for you. Why?
Well,
I don't
what,
understand the
what's
issue.
What's strange
here.
Is this, right? If you think about it, what Tom's doing is Tom is kind of getting involved with something gay to help your career. And if you think about it, that's sort of similar to what you did back in the day.
Excellent.
Which is kind of like a gay thing.
No. What I did was because I got in trouble.
Stop bragging about this story.
I got in fucking trouble.
I'm trying to make
Are you going
to
be a jag off?
No,
I got in
to,
fucking
Perry,
trouble.
I'm trying to make
this
a,
guy said to me, he goes, I could get in touch with the owners of the comedy
store happy.
And fuck your comedy career.
No, Perry.
Or you do this favor for me.
I'm just trying to make sure
you don't get in trouble with the people at the comedy
store. I'm just trying to make a connection. I understand. I'm not saying that. I'm saying because this isn't technically gay, that's what I was trying to say.
No way is this gay.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Anyway, Perry doesn't care that way anymore. He found out through the system that he can't put down the homosexual community, and you've lived up to that end of the bargain, correct?
So far, so good.
Well.
Perry, I appreciate it, man. I mean, great art takes sacrifice, and you're obviously doing that. And that's very cool of you that you're doing.
Thank you.
As much as he's sacrificing for you, you're sacrificing for him.
Correct.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, since we're here, if you'd like, look what I have for you. I have some buttons that are kind of celebrating our wedding weekend here.
Ooh, gifts. Let's get some.
There you go.
These are great.
Yeah, and it talks about Tom and John Quincy Adams getting married on the 16th of this month.
Ooh, the wedding weekend, it says.
Yeah. Well, because what we're doing that weekend, on Friday night, this is a rare treat. In the main room of the comedy store, we're having the Barris Kennedy Overdrive do a complete concert to close the show, like 11:30, 12 o'clock. Yeah.
I think I'm there. I think I'm in the main room going up a little before you guys.
Oh, so you're the warm-up back for the BKO.
I live for that.
Fuck yeah. Good. Then we're having a picnic for the fans, and on Monday there's a big Ding Dong show, and Perry's going to be there.
Wow.
At the Ding Dong show Monday night at 10 o'clock in the main.
At the comedy
at
store.
At the comedy store in the belly room. So it's a big wedding weekend.
That's awesome.
I can't believe all this amazing stuff's going on. Are you excited for it, Perry?
This is the first time I heard about Friday night.
Well, you're not invited.
That's
night. No, he's heard about it before. He's just not invited to come that night.
Okay.
Why can't he come?
Because it's too much stimulation. He has to be ready for the wedding the next day.
Hey, you know what?
Speaking of this, we kind of had we filmed recently, the system filmed a bachelor party for us. But when we came here today, you kind of said that we might be able to meet some girls for Tom and Perry, who's, you know.
Well, not just some girls.
What?
As you know, the Naughty Show is very big with the adult film industry.
Why wouldn't it be?
And we get a lot of lady listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady coming in right now, she is a huge fan of not only the Naughty Show, but very huge fan of the Big Three podcast. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Please welcome from ParisKennedy.com, a huge fan, the very sexy Paris Kennedy, everybody.
Hi,
yeah.
Hello.
Paris, how are you?
Paris Kennedy, Paris Kennedy.
Is so low.
Now, Paris, thank you for coming in. You follow our show. You've talked to us. Let's see if we... Oh, hey, maybe you can hold it.
Yeah, I'll just hold it. Like,
there we go.
This I'm used to.
No.
Like it's a penis, huh?
So right? You're a big fan of our show.
I am.
And of the Big Three.
I am. I'm a big fan of the Big Three.
Oh,
and
thank
I heard
you.
They were going to be on the show. And basically, I was talking to Sam about how I do porn, but I don't do stuff with guys anymore. So I've been really, like, hungry for cock, like... I love eating pussy, don't get me wrong, I love it, but I just I've just been horny, and like I don't get that fix that I used to when I used to, you know, do scenes every day, so I'm just kind of looking for just like some no strings attached.
A little vitamin D.
Just some fucking
drama.
Could
I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I have a friend here who every time he's jerked off somebody, they came. What's your percentage of times that you've jerked off somebody and they've come?
Oh, less than that. Jeez.
So maybe you could take a few tips
manager?
From
him. Do you want to get in the adult business?
Yeah.
Perry, real quick, what do you think of Paris?
I give her a 9. A 9 out of 10. I don't know her personality yet. I mean, I just met her. She seems like a pleasant person. The looks are fit to be what I'm looking for.
Wow.
You
know?
Yeah, you like. What
I
you
like
see.
A firm,
right.
Rock hard body. If chick that likes to stay fit and
she's
healthy.
In great shape.
She's in awesome shape.
What do you think of her tits?
Of course, she knows, and everybody here knows that I'm her man for the breasts.
Really?
Fuck yeah!
I do know that.
That.
You talk about the scare master. You're talking about a breast man.
Yeah,
big
I'm a full D cup lover, and there she's.
Could what I do you think of her ass? Do you think she has great ass?
No,
well, we can't really see
well,
it.
Can she? Can you just show him for 2 seconds? Just show your ass.
Lift the skirt up so I can
Wait,
see.
Lift the skirt up? Whoa. What kind of animal are you? You don't have to do that. Don't sit
down. Perry, you got to respect the ladies.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
She's here for hard dick, okay? Do you like hard? Do you got hard dick?
Yeah. Not right now, no, I don't have a hard dick. But
She's not turning you on right now.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I'm all dressed and we're not.
Real quick,
doing
the guys
want to take your clothes off.
Who's
take
a shower.
In front of anybody.
Go take that shower. Then you get your dick hard.
Oh, let him take his clothes off.
Oh yeah, if you want to take your clothes off.
Why am I being forced into this?
No. Into what?
Forcing you into doing anything.
Hold on, stop.
You just tried to force your hand on her ass without consent.
I was.
Stop, Perry. I'm going to do this right now. This girl's here for love and dick. If you don't want any, go outside. Let us do our dating show. If you don't want a piece of this, you don't want to hit this hard after the show, because that's she doesn't even want to talk to you after. Well,
someone will fuck me, right,
eventually. Yeah. One of these guys are going to sling dick into this chick.
Okay.
Real quick, do you want me?
We got a whole game. We got
Perry.
We're
doing a dating game. Perry.
She has questions.
We're doing a dating game, for God's sake.
We're on a dating game, dude.
Well, I'm the date, and if she wants
no.
me, she
no.
can have me.
Well, she's got to evaluate.
She's here for
Tom.
Hey, okay, maybe we didn't explain this to you. She's here. She's a fan of the big three. So she wants a date. She's going to pick out a you, Don, or Tom on who she's going to date and get dick from. One of you three is going to bang
Someone's
this chick.
Someone's giving me dick. I was promised dick.
It's
That's
like
why I'm here.
A dating game, but for dick. So it's
she's
like
only here
game.
For dick. If you don't want it, Perry, go outside and let's do this thing because I'm running a live show. Tens of thousands of people are listening right now, and you just got really creepy on us. So are you in or out? Let me know. If not, go outside.
I'm in.
Okay. Right. Okay. So are you going to be cool the whole show and just
I'll
go with
cool.
us?
I'll be cool.
All right, man. I'm sorry about that.
I spent a lot of time.
No, it's fine. It's all good. It's all good.
I'm right here, so if he tries to charge her again, I'll just
Sam,
knock
too,
him
you
down.
Can, we can,
She's
I can,
my bodyguard.
I was ready to jump. And Perry, I mean, it's very weird. We lost Robin Williams. I've lost one of my heroes.
That's
I don't
want
to lose another hero, but if you have to jump up, I'm going to have to do something. So I can't lose two heroes in 1 week.
Yeah.
I can't take that.
No problem.
Okay? I watch When You See Heat all the time. I know your lines by heart.
Thank you.
Okay? But if you do that again, I'm going to have to go karate chop some motherfuckers up in here.
I don't blame you.
Okay. So what's going to happen here is she knows she's watched your movie. She loves your movie. Mm-hmm. She watches it naked, she told me.
Wow.
Probably does a lot of touching herself during it. That's what she told me.
And you guys ball gag him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Red bat, blue bat.
Yeah, she loves it. She's a modern woman. She gets it. She just wants some dick. And you guys are here to see who gets this, all right? So
all right.
She's got us after watching movies, listening to podcasts, she's written a couple questions for each of you, and she's going to go through,
just
answer
basic, yeah.
the best you can, and we'll see how it goes. And at the
Sounds
end, she's going to pick who she's going to bang.
Yes.
Hard.
Yes.
Right.
Hard.
And then we're going to bang. Cool.
Do you have to wear condoms, or are you just like the raw dog it?
It just depends kind of how clean the guy looks. You know, I kind of feel it
Are you
out.
Guys clean? Tom?
Well,
I was hearing something about bed bugs.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if someone has bed bugs?
I got bed bugs at the house. I don't have bed bugs.
That's all right. But
Is that technically an STD? I don't know.
No, it's not. God. No, you just need
I'm
an exterminator.
I'm shaved completely, so
it's
nothing
just
getting in the hair.
She's totally shaved.
Beetles and bed bugs. Bed bugs are kind of like, I believe, a version of lice, but maybe...
Oof. But you said you're shaved down there, so that's.
I'm out of. I just got out of the shower before I got dressed and came over here.
Right.
So.
No. Yeah.
You
don't.
Nothing to worry
let
about.
Me ask
nothing
you something. Would you feel more comfortable and more turned on by Perry if he showered?
I'm pro showering. Yeah, I can't smell him from.
If
here.
You showered real quick and came back, would that might earn you points with her?
I'm not showering.
Okay. All right.
Time.
You might.
I'll
be
shower with her.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
That's very
I'll
nice.
Show her with
well,
her,
take one alone, and then maybe you come
him,
in after.
Right?
Okay. Maybe you start. She comes in.
Gotten the shells
okay.
off.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to start showering real quick?
Would you come in?
She might.
I will. She won't.
You're not coming in.
Well, you locked the door. We know that. So.
How's she gonna get in?
Yeah. If you lock the door, how's she gonna get in?
Maybe we should just do the game.
Okay. Yeah.
Those
right.
are
okay.
points against.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. So you have a series of questions
yes,
you worked on
I'm gonna ask
from your expertise.
All three of these.
Here we go.
All right.
Lovely
ask
men.
One of each, and we'll just keep going around.
Okay, I'm going to start with Don.
All Don right. Barris.
Don yeah. Barris.
Number one.
All right. Don, you have amazing eyes.
Oh, thank you.
What is your favorite part of me, and what would you do to it?
Ooh, great question.
I'm looking from head to toe, and I'm thinking, your mind. Because to me, a woman, if they don't have a good mind, they aren't worth making love to.
Wow. That is so sweet.
What
oh my
great
God.
Great answer.
I want someone to respect me while they're dicking me. That's so
yeah.
nice.
I'll actually call you ma'am as I'm pounding your puss.
Wow. That's wow. old-fashioned nice.
So
right
what do you
there.
Want to do to her favorite part, Don? I missed
it. I just wanted to read her mind and see what interest she has
wow.
and get a chance to know
her,
her
brain
little
a little bit.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know that they say the quickest way to a woman's snatch is through her mind. That's my right. grandpa used to tell me.
Yeah. It's true. I'm a Gemini. Woman. I like smart, intelligent men.
I'm a Taurus, the bull.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That is so fucking
that,
so
that
cool.
That totally hooks up,
that's
right?
That's crazy, yeah.
Probably. I don't know.
Just hook up. All right. That's great. Next question.
Okay. Next, Tom.
Tom, next question.
What is the sweetest thing you've done for someone you love lately?
Ooh. Well, honestly, the sweetest thing I've done for someone I loved, well, this man over here, Perry, someone I love like a brother, and just recently, I agreed to marry my rapist to help his career. So that would be my answer. I mean, I love him not
loving.
In a gay way, right, Perry? We love each other like brothers. Yeah. So that is the sweetest thing I've done.
That's okay. Very nice, very sweet.
That's sweet. Yeah.
Does it get sweeter? I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
It's business only.
Yeah, but it's sweet though.
Flowers have been done
but,
a million times.
Yeah, who's done that? I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever married the rapist to help their friend's career.
No, that's wow. Okay, yeah. You guys both have big hearts. Okay.
Did they both get points on that?
Yeah, you guys both have big heart points.
Okay, so we're
see about
big
Perry's
hard
heart
points.
So we're gonna keep
oh,
scores
heart, sorry.
Over here. Okay, we're keeping scores.
All right.
Here we go.
Perry, there's obviously a huge age gap between us. Would you feel comfortable if people stared at us like we were in a reality show?
It wouldn't bother me. But how much of an age gap?
Well, you're what?
What?
You're how
old?
55? 60?
What?
How old are you? How old are you?
I'll be 15 in November.
15?
51. I
mean 51.
51.
Backwards.
He's like 22
nice.
Years old.
Oh, you're awesome.
51 and 22,
daughter.
You think that's okay?
Hey, can I just
I mean,
say something real
as long
quick?
As she's at least 21, 22. Between 21 and 25, I get a little iffy on.
Oh, too old for
I'll
you?
I think it's too old. Yeah. 20, okay.
Well, that's when they start 4, 4, 4, 4, 5? That's when they start to decay
yeah,
pretty heavily.
25.
But see, she's got an awesome mind.
Oh, why don't you just copy everything I do, asshole?
Everything?
Yeah, I say something about her mind, then you go that route. Oh, she liked what I said, then you try to steal it.
The reason why I said the word
mind. I'm in the middle of talking, Harry.
She's very polite.
She's very polite. Yeah, okay.
And I respect that.
Let me just tell you one thing.
She's trying to get laid. That's why she's got to be nice.
I throw this at you, and this is the God's honest truth. He has actually said this before. I have a huge dick, and Perry has somewhat of a small dick. And he has told me, oh, it doesn't matter. Prostitutes I've been with have told me that size doesn't matter. Is that almost laughable?
Wow.
That's like when I go to strip clubs with my guy friends, and they're like, oh, she really liked me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's
you went cute. To the ATM.
Yes. She likes so, your money stack.
Let me ask you something. What, like, in just any kind of world, let's say, what would you prefer, Don's big fat dick or Perry's little dick?
Always big dicks.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
The bigger the better for
oh,
me.
Oh, thank
but, you.
You
know, I did porn, so you know,
yeah.
there's a lot.
High
I've
standard.
Been fortunate with big, lots of big dicks in my
How,
face.
Can, Perry, can we know the actual size of your dick?
5x7.
5x7.
What does that mean?
Oh, Sam, that's just your size.
No, I'm bigger than five.
5 in girth.
I've told you
that's,
that.
7 in length.
That's okay
you
for
have
the
a
butt.
5-inch girth?
So, Hall, you're saying you
I
got to
believe that.
5
have you been bitten by something?
Generally, we could measure him.
Like this.
Can we measure his measure dick him. Real quick? Are you okay with that, Perry?
Said that no, because
if it's 5 inches wide, I think we should see. Because that might be that might
amazing.
Be huge. That's awesome.
That's like,
that could hit the right spots.
That's like
know,
about like
all
that big.
I will only let five? Her do that in private.
In the shower
like that
later.
Perry, that's the size of a baby's head. That is literally the size of a baby's head, what you're
it's
saying.
A little bit smaller
I've heard of a baby's arm, but you have a baby's head?
So wait, it's 7 inches long, 5 inches wide. So it's kind of just like...
Give us
five
numbers here, Gareth.
Well, what I'm picturing is like one of those bigger Gatorade bottles.
Are you that big?
You take a fucking tape measure and you wrap it around like this, and you're thinking 2.5 inches from a... Across.
I
think
gourd,
he got
like
confused.
A circumference.
It's millimeter things. It's the
millimeters.
Hey,
five
hey.
Mary Jane, shut up. Don't you tell her to shut up, you fuck.
I'm going to tell her what I'm going to tell her what I'm going to tell her.
Stupid Italian accent.
Are you going to slap Dolly again?
Oh.
For putting oregano in the spaghetti? Oh, I'm sorry. Choker.
It got got weird in here in front of the ladies.
These are things that happen.
These are just the first questions.
That was his wife.
That's a good first round.
Dark years when I was on medication that.
Oh, we don't need to talk about that. Let's go on with the game.
Good first round.
Great first round.
All right. Cool.
All right. Neck.
Back to Don.
Don,
you've made love to so many Hollywood starlets.
Yeah.
How could I ever measure up to like a mainstream Hollywood star?
Okay, let me just say one thing. As I told you before, I'm more into the mind. So if you had some of the same interests that I have, if you said things like, gosh, Don, I really like your blue eyes because they're very, very beautiful. And to look into them makes me melt. You said something like that, I'm into you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you're really romantic.
Cuts to the core.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm glad I brought two pairs of panties.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And I haven't even told what I can do the giny hole when I'm working on it. I haven't even started there.
Boom.
Damn.
Oh, God, it's getting hot in here.
I have to
here.
Cross my legs the other way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's getting damp and musky.
All right.
It looks like I'm the early leader, Scaremaster.
Tom, what's your perfect dates?
My perfect date, well, I'll be honest with you, I'm a very powerful publicist, I'm very busy, I don't have a lot of time to date, but the last time I was actually on a date, I don't know if I'd even call it a date, but, you know, I was taken out to a really nice dinner, a really expensive dinner, and then at the end I was given a date rate drug. Well, and I was kind of unconscious for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And
this happened to me too.
And raped continuously. So
I'm sorry.
My idea of a perfect date is going out to a nice dinner and not be raped and given date rate drugs.
The first half.
Yeah, yeah. The first half is great.
I like
the expensive
a man with
dinner's
low
great.
Expectations. Yeah. I feel like it can only go up. You know?
You find that romantic? Absolutely. Not getting raped?
Yeah.
It's a turn on. Not being raped, I think, for most people.
And like, yeah, not, exactly. Unless it's consensual.
Yeah, yeah. Consensual
that's,
rape.
That's not. That's
which is a loophole to rape.
A whole other thing. Yeah.
It's okay. Amazing.
Perry, have you ever been abusive to a woman?
Oh, this is a deep
years ago. Yes.
Years ago.
Why don't you tell us about it?
No.
Because we want to hear your side of the story.
Well, what happened?
Your side.
What? Hello? What do you want?
Hold it up to your mouth so we can hear you.
You want me to hold it up here?
Yeah.
That would be good.
I don't want to talk about an event that happened while I was on something that was very deadly to me. I was on the wrong medication.
Oh, okay. Why don't you talk about the time that your wife put oregano into the spaghetti?
What difference does it fucking make?
And you started choking
what
her by holding up.
Difference
because
does it
they
make?
Asked you a question.
It
that's why. Answer the fucking question. That's what she wanted. Maybe she's into getting beaten. Who knows?
Perry, I'm sure
not like that. No.
Look,
so I don't know if you want
to. I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
I feel healthy.
Good.
I'm level. I don't need to be negative or aggressive or pushy.
Then just
against.
Answer the question.
But you, yeah.
I feel like his response is abusive. Like I
whoa.
Feel,
well,
yeah, Perry, you can show her that you're healthy and you've learned from choking women out for not cooking pasta right by acting calm and composed. You just
very calm and composed.
Were violent.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Perry. I'm going to be honest with you. Even though you're not getting, you're not scoring as well, but I could tell the way you're looking at her, I think you're making an effect on her positive. It's very romantic. Can I be honest with you?
Okay.
Yeah, there's something there for sure.
I think there's some sparks there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you 5 points on that one because you really answered it honestly.
Thank you.
Girls like that. And you gave her a seductive look.
He was passionate, at least.
Yeah.
I like passion.
Thank you.
She seemed to like that. So you're catching up with them. You were behind because of the first question.
He's so far behind, he has no chance.
But now, no, Don, I'm keeping score here, and he's right in it.
All right.
I have no chance in hell.
What?
Nah.
Because of the bed bugs?
No, because of Don Barris.
Because he's
you saying right now that Don Barris is cock-blocking you?
Yeah, majorly.
You want me to turn down the charm just a little bit?
My next question's for him. He can turn it down.
All right, yeah. Okay. Let's see if Don can even turn it off.
There are two more questions. I think you still have a shot.
Don't quit yet.
Maybe he won't be so sexy in this answer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we go on a date, and you turn around, and I'm completely naked. Let's role play like that just happened.
All right, I'm going to tell you this right now. I feel that you're a very attractive woman.
Thank you.
Probably needs a lot of things, but I'm going to turn down the charm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying hard dick.
Hard dick.
And that is something that I excel in. I can put both hands around my penis and the head sticks out. That's a nice size penis.
That's
correct?
A good, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you seen
penises
that
big? I'd rather
them
be my
big
hands.
Yeah. What's that? Okay,
there
yeah
we go.
Yeah, I was, yeah, the double fists. Yeah.
Well, that's mine, and my that's hands good are bigger than yours.
So look, it's like that.
Wow. They are big. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So the point is that my buddy Tom here is getting married to a man, and Perry hasn't been laid. How long since the last time you had said,
he's not getting married to him though. He's getting married to his rapist.
Another guy, okay, his rapist. Yeah. Right.
Trying to clarify. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not the rapist.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But when's the last time
so
you
Perry
had sex,
raped
Perry?
Okay.
Perry, just because she needs to know, because she's a lady that likes the, she wants to be the guy who knows what he's doing.
I've been celibate since 2009.
Whoa.
Celibate.
Who was 2009?
By choice or religion?
Linda Johnson.
Really?
Yes.
I don't believe that for a second.
Who is this?
Why would I pay her? She was my
neighbor. You had paid her before.
I helped her because I paid her to help her. I didn't pay her as a hooker.
Oh, so you had sex with her. She asked for money, but you didn't give her money for the sex. You gave her money.
I gave her money because she needed some money for certain expenses.
Right. Like drugs?
No. Bills.
Bills for drugs.
Bills.
So you paid her bills.
I paid
for
her
sex.
I paid her electric bill. I paid her phone bill,
for
whatever.
Sex. Right.
Now, do you think you would have gotten the sex if you didn't pay for the bill?
Yes.
Oh, bullshit.
So you were just kind of tipping? It was more of a tip? Like,
whatever.
Hey, thanks for
like
the ass?
It was like a girl he was seeing, so he was like paying her
yeah
bills.
Yeah, I was
like
helping her out.
Yeah.
Linda and I
hey
were,
did you have Linda bed bugs back then?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think,
probably
dude,
not.
That's romantic that a woman, a damsel in distress.
That is true. That's really true, Sam. That's a really
so
good
to
point.
So to finish my answer.
Yes.
Yes, I would like to do a lot of things with you, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
That's a twist I wasn't expecting.
He's turning off the charm. He's trying to help.
Yeah. Trying to turn
okay
it down.
It's
go for
easy
the kill, and
it's
you're just really being sexy about this shit.
Tom, it's back to you. I know you're about to get married, but I mean, like, if I was standing naked in front of you, would you pass me up?
I'll be very honest with you. Your chances are very slim right now.
Whoa.
And I'm going to – I just have a question for you, if
yes
you don't mind. I mean, the reason I'm marrying John Quincy Adams is because he can do a lot for Perry over there, my client.
Right.
So my question to you is, if I was, you know, to break my engagement, which is a long shot, what would you be able to do for Perry? That's interesting.
That's a great Perry question. Point, counterpoint.
Yeah.
Would you be able to go maybe like?
Could you get Perry?
So like, if I gave like Perry a hand job, you're saying then I would have a better chance.
Let me tell you what you're up against. Let me tell you what you're up against. Okay, because this man is a billionaire, one of the richest men in the world. He's also a powerful producer. He can also put Perry in films, and he can make me and my subsidiary company, Brand Entertainment, very powerful.
How about this? What if she gets gangbanged by everybody that can help Perry's career?
Well, you could get like a bunch of A-listers in a room.
Yeah,
if they're I'll fuck any A-lister.
Yeah, like they'll go airtight on
Jon Favreau.
B-list too,
like
C-list.
The
she'll do anybody on
VH1. Listed.
Yeah,
they'll do it because they're famous.
Yeah,
I think John would also match that. I don't that's think. True. I'm sorry, that's I'm going to have to pass.
Hold, you're telling me that John Quincy Adams would let a whole group of A-listers go airtight on him?
That's a strike against him.
I think that's a great value system.
Yeah,
I think it's beautiful.
It is really nice.
I mean, every
it's
hole
admirable
she's willing to give up.
No, it's yeah it's
like
it's admirable, but really, I have to put Perry
what
first.
What if I fuck your rapist? As
okay
for vengeance.
Well, he's a man made for men, so
oh,
that's
okay
that's.
What if she just
happen
grabs that dick before it could get to you, and she just crushes it?
I've done that.
Well, like superhero
I've
stuff.
Done some femdoms.
Well, that might have come in handy
things
initially in our first
heel
encounter, but, you know, that's long since.
Oh,
past.
I got it. What
he's
if
committed
she rapes you before
yeah
he can? She rapes you before it.
Well, that ribbon's kind of already been cut.
That's true. You know what? I'm more wet and, like, turned on that he doesn't want. Like,
wow.
He's not that easy. Like, if a guy is too easy.
So he's getting points for this.
Now I'm,
wow,
like, turned on that
well,
it's going to take
have
a while.
Yeah. I'm playing hard to get.
It's a, yeah, but then he's so smooth. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's
do we have any moistettes or anything? Do we have any baby wipes for this lady?
I'm going to use the shower afterwards.
Yeah, I think what's happening in her pants is a baby wipe.
All right. We got two more questions for Perry, who is right in this thing.
All right. Here's an easy one. We go back to your place after our first date. What do we do when you get back?
Ooh.
Knock the bed bugs off.
Well,
bed
I guess
I'd
in this scenario,
recommend a raid
no.
bomb.
Yeah.
Have him
first
put off
the
a raid
house
bomb.
Will be
wait 4 to 6 hours.
Would you clean the house before you went
yes,
to
yes, the house will be
Paris
clean
Kennedy.
Before she comes over. Right. I'll make sure of that, definitely.
So there's no bed
paint
bugs
a picture
for
us, Perry. This is radio. We'd love to hear
the
what the scare master
well,
would
first
do.
First off, I got to move all the furniture away from the wall.
why are the furniture against the wall?
Because for the bedroom area, I mean, where my futon bed is, I picked up a pillow and there was just like ant.
Excuse me for a second, Perry.
Oh, God.
Just 1 second.
Did this turn you on at all?
No.
Did you just squirt when you said futon bed?
So you got to move the futon because of the bugs?
Be
that's the first
no,
thing you're going to do after the date?
No.
Will you do that before she shows
house.
Up?
Just talk to her about the date. That's what,
okay.
Yeah, lay the scenario.
Okay,
you just get back to your place.
The house is now clean. The house is now clean. It's it's sterile. It's clean.
Don't even talk about
the.
Yeah, it's fine. It's normal.
Should I move on to the other question?
No.
We're still working on this question.
Yeah, here we go. That a boy.
Now you're in the house. You smell it. Smells pine salt fresh.
It doesn't smell like bug shit. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, wow. Did you just finish cleaning? And I'm like, yes. I had an infest problem here, and I had to clean it all out.
Barry, don't even tell her this shit.
It's all over with, and everything's now clean and perfect.
Oh, my God.
And then you start getting undressed.
Wait a minute. Before that.
What, you think I'm good because I do porn? I'm going to, like, sleep with you
no,
on the first date?
You just
why don't
like
you give
me?
Her a tour of the place?
Everybody always thinks that.
What's the tour? Did you just walk in
show
the place?
Show her all the shells of bugs.
The trophy that you won, all that kind of stuff. Tell her some of the things in your apartment that she'd enjoy seeing.
I mean, there's a 6 foot tall trophy, a 3-tier trophy from the
Best Actor in an Unfinished Film.
Yeah, the Best Actor in an Unfinished Film Award.
That's cool.
It was the award that you saw in Windy City.
That's right.
That big trophy.
You have that in your.
I have that on my late mother's dresser.
That's awesome.
Right,
mom's dressers. In your apartment?
Yes.
Yeah,
you think your mom is up there with Robin Williams right now? Do you think they're hanging out?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay.
I just feel very sickened over what happened to Robin Williams.
If we can not talk about his mother loved his brother a lot better. That's the reason she
you know what? I'm
going to
shove my foot down your throat if you keep talking like that.
Don't cock block.
The violence is coming back. That's
okay.
Violence.
We
got
to bring this back.
Could be hearing
he's cock blocking me
so that's
like
a pretty.
Crazy.
That's a pretty good answer.
Final question.
Final
question.
Here we go. We're running out of time.
That was a good answer, Scare Master.
Yes.
Back to you.
All right.
I could listen to you talk all day.
Oh.
Will you speak in a foreign language to me?
Oui, oui. Cucaracha la bamba, señorita Polo Loco.
Wow.
I just ate a Polo Loco. It's like he knew.
Wow.
You crushed that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I turned up the charm again. Look at who turned up the volume on the charm
again.
Yeah,
I thought you weren't going to charm anymore.
Hold on. My nipples are hard.
You killed that.
My nipples are hard. Holy
that.
Shit.
You killed that.
Wow. I don't know why I would have to go on, but okay.
Yeah. Wait, please.
Tom.
It's so close.
Tom's still a challenge.
Right now, it's Don 1, Perry 2, Tom last.
Tom, pretend you have me tied up on a bed. Talk dirty to me.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not really one for the dirty talk. I'm a gentleman, and I'm a professional. But I will tell you, the last time I was tied up, what I said to the other person, and it seemed to kind of do the job. And I believe, you know, it took some regression to get this out, but I think it was something like, John, please, 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 please untie these handcuffs. It's been days. I can't feel my legs. There's blood on the floor.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure it's from my ass. I need to see a proctologist. I have people that are worried about me. Please, please, please let me go. I just wanted to have dinner with you. I didn't realize it was going to lead to this. This is disgusting, and this is not right, what you're doing.
That was hot.
Wow.
That was
great
hot.
Answer. That was a great
that was really
answer.
Hot.
I feel like that was some 50 Shades of Grey kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's some freaky Ooh. Shit.
Right yeah. now is the only one who had, even though that was hot, it's coming down to Don and Perry, I think.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right.
Good luck, Scare Master.
Okay. Last question for Perry. Would you let another man join us in the bedroom?
Ooh.
No way.
Like you and her, you if, and another man going like
yeah.
like the devil's
They're
threesome.
Both, you're both on me, but like would you don't have to like would you let
if he wasn't touching me, you another just touching
words,
me.
Okay, in other words, you want to train.
Like, he's in my ass, and you're in, like, I'm on riding your cock, and he's, like, fucking my ass.
And then you guys are kind of touching each other, but not, like, sexually.
Like, only barely.
How about a
scenario
like
this? Maybe you
graze
each other, like, once in a while.
Maybe. How about I'm watching you have sex with her while I'm masturbating, my foot happens to touch your ass?
Have you done that before? Have you ever been with another man and a woman?
No, I've only been with two chicks.
Oh, you were with a man.
You were the man.
You with a man?
I don't want to discuss that. Stop bringing it up.
Well, I mean, it's part of the question. And if you have...
I think...
We have controversy.
I'm going to say I was raped. Okay. It's embarrassing. I'm not going to say that I was
all
raped.
These men were
now,
raped.
Perry, can you describe how you giving a man a hand job to climax, how was your hand raped?
Well,
I understand.
When you are forced to do something...
Wait a minute. How were you forced?
It's
either I lose my job because I was brand new in the fucking business.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Brand fucking new in the business. This was the very first casting director I ever met in this fucking town.
Wow.
Called Holly Weird, not Hollywood.
Oh!
Holly fucking Weird because there's a bunch of fucking weirdos here in this fucking town. Well,
I know that, but I've never jerked anybody off. Go on.
Because look at your
We've all been
body
here. Who's
size?
Jerked somebody off? Anyone's jerked somebody off by against their will. How do you even make the clinch to grab the dick if it's against your will? You got.
Yeah, you can go like that and not let it in. Or yeah. Go like that and not tighten it. Or
totally.
Like that.
How
but
about
you know what?
Like this, or maybe his dick was so fucking small.
Oh man, that was great for radio. Real quick, you got his
Hope
final answer.
Listening.
He will totally hook up with the guy, and hopefully you too. Yeah. So let's go final.
In the butt? Okay.
Who do you want? Who do you want that hot dick from?
I think
you got to pick somebody.
I'm gonna have to choose by a landslide, Don.
Oh, hell yeah! Hell yeah! Good. Tear. Oh, Perry.
Perry, don't put the mic down.
Oh man,
we still got more.
Oh jeez.
You want to hear? I mean, that's amazing. Congratulations, Don.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you very much, and thank you for choosing me. Boy, I think you made the right choice.
I think I did, too.
We love Paris Kennedy. Could Paris Kennedy be in the Paris Kennedy Overdrive?
Paris Kennedy.
You know
Hook
what?
Us up.
I will tell you this. What are you doing this Friday around midnight?
I don't know.
If you
I don't
want,
plan that far ahead.
Come over to the Comedy Store, the Paris Kennedy Overdrive's there, and we could let Paris Kennedy come on stage with us.
Whoa, wow. At the world famous Comedy Store.
That'd be so hot. And then we're going to fuck?
Yeah.
Yay.
But Don, you have to give her dick at some point. You have to.
It's got to be on my time, though.
I mean, make love, you know?
Yeah.
No, I know you're busy. You're a Hollywood actor. I know.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to bring the show home. We got a minute left. Don, what do you want to push for the whole crew? We got the big wedding coming up.
Okay, we have the big wedding this weekend on Saturday. If you want to come by, it's at 11 over on Santa Monica and Larrabee. Simply Don 1, my Twitter. Please follow me. I just need people to help
out. We need people. Real quick, Tom.
Contact Nicole Perez if you want to come on Facebook.
Find her on Nicole Perez on Facebook. Perry, what do you want? Push anything?
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
ScaryPerrySkateboards. Check that out.
Any exterminators, too.
What do you got?
ParisKennedy.com.
Paris Kennedy, you are awesome. Come back another time.
Are you wearing
a thong, by the way?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Real quick, this has been a great show. Guys, this is The Naughty Show, always reminding you to support your local rebellion. We'll see you on the other side. Take care. Great show, everybody. Great job, Perry.
Thank you. Why does he have to marry this guy to promote me?